Synergy Associates with Chris Amano. Mr. Ducci?
May it please the court, I am James Ducci and I am the appellant in this matter. What happened here very briefly is that Dr. Cusimano, one of the parties in this case, her then employer, Medical Technologies Unlimited, agreed to pay for her legal fees when she was brought into the case. Medical Technologies was itself brought into the case and it subsequently settled separately and withdrew its commitment to pay legal fees for Dr. Cusimano. Dr. Cusimano did not pay our firm and said she was unable to do so. And at that point, our firm was owed and still is owed approximately $93,000.
Had you tried the case already?
Oh, Your Honor.
What had you done for the $93,000 that you didn't get?
There was extensive discovery and extensive motion practice.
But there was no trial itself, so that...
There has been no trial, yeah. There's no trial date set, Your Honor.
And so the requirement was that you participate in the trial, I take it.
That's correct, Your Honor. The requirement is there's still some motion practice, apparently, and that we conduct a motion practice and then try the case.
What was the rationalization behind compelling you to proceed? Was there... Did you know something about the case?
Yes, Your Honor. We moved to withdraw once the situation came to a head, and we were granted leave to withdraw. However, 3 weeks after that, sua sponte, Judge Lindberg appointed me to represent Dr. Cusimano pro bono.
So any aspect of the case that is constitutionally requires somebody to be appointed to represent it?
No, Your Honor. At this point... It is a civil case purely, and it is a civil fraud case purely at this point, although there's a little confusion about whether there are some counts in the case prohibiting the transfer of assets, which actually Dr. Cusimano doesn't have and didn't have. So really what needs to be tried at this point is I would maintain a garden variety civil fraud action.
Certainly puts you in an awkward position.
It does,
to
Your Honor.
To say the least.
It certainly does.
To work for the client who hasn't paid you.
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
It used to be described as a constitutional defense.
Pardon me?
It used to be described as a constitutional defense. You hadn't been paid.
Well, Your Honor, of course, we rely heavily upon this court's decision in Fidelity National versus Inter County, and Judge Bauer, you were on the panel that rendered that decision. And that decision, which is quite recent, of course, holds quite clearly that a lawyer can withdraw from a case if the lawyer is not being paid. And I think Judge Lindberg recognized that. We certainly cited that case in our initial motion for leave to withdraw, which he granted. Now, when he brought me back in, I was not present in court, but we obtained the transcript, which is part of the record and which is in our appendix, in fact. The only reason he articulated at that point was that the case was complicated and he thought that Dr. Cusimano required counsel. In fact, at that point, she indicated to the court on that same date that she was attempting to obtain private counsel. She did have private counsel in other litigation, which is pending in Florida. I maintain that the court did not follow its own rules regarding the appointment of pro bono counsel from the trial bar. And we go through the analysis in some detail in our brief, and I'll just hit the high points here.
We've read them all.
Okay. It's Local Rule 83.36, and of course it requires that the judge draw
as
names.
Judge Bauer says we've read it. Do you want to have anything else you want to spin on it or interpretation?
I guess the only other thing, Judge Williams, I would say is that when Judge Lindberg attempted to come within one of the exceptions to the general appointment procedure, that is the special expertise exception, that wasn't done at the time of appointment. That was done in response to my motion for leave to withdraw, which, or for relief from appointment, rather, which, of course, cited the local rules and cited the Fidelity case. That's the first time that came up, and of course, you've seen our argument based on the rules that I believe that the special expertise, which is referred to in the local rules, does not mean a background in the facts of a particular case. If it meant that, then any time a client ran out of money and the lawyer wanted to withdraw, the lawyer could be instantly reappointed because of his or her familiarity with the case.
Do I have someone not paid at all? Or have you been paid?
We were paid some amounts early in the case, Your Honor, by the employer, by Medical Technologies. They paid for a while.
But the present client has never paid you anything.
The present client has paid us some very minor amounts of money recently, $1,200 in total, I believe, which applied to amounts incurred before the appointment and expenses incurred after the appointment only. And she still owes us, just on those amounts, over $2,000. So in short, I think if Judge Lindbergh's reading of the local rules is allowed to stand, that would undercut and really nullify this court's decision in Fidelity National versus Intercounty, because lawyers could then always be compelled to work for free because they have familiarity with the case. If the panel has no further questions, that's really all I have to say.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ducci.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The case is taken under advisement.